In today's podcast, we're talking to the extraordinary Ann Carden, and she's talking about high ticket offers. Should you start with high ticket if you're just launching? When's a good time to start doing high ticket? Do you have high ticket in your arsenal? We are going to be talking about that on the episode today, so make sure you're ready to take notes. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey everyone, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T with She Launches Podcast. I am uber excited to be here with my new friend, Ann Carden. And she is a powerhouse business coach. She helps women or people that want to scale to like seven figures. She does high ticket offers. She has been inducted into the Marquise Who's Who of America, as well as the Who's Who of professional women. She is an international author. And I'm telling you guys, I went on her site myself and like signed up for everything she has, because she is a rock star. And I am so excited to have Ann with us here today. Ann, welcome to the podcast.
I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you. And you're just so gracious to be able to be on my podcast. So I really, really appreciate it. We have a lot to cover today. And you know what? It's just so awesome, because I was like, sometimes I try to get people on here, Ann, because I want the help, right? I'm being super selfish, right? And I'm saying, no, I want to get this information for myself. So I appreciate that. Ann, how did you get started with your business? How did you get started? Did you start where you are with helping other business owners and coaches with high ticket offers? Is that where you actually started?
So this is my sixth and seventh business.
Oh, wow.
I built five businesses and sold them. And when I was in my last business, I worked with a business coach, and it was so impactful. It was such a game changer. Actually, my last two businesses, and I knew it was my next thing. Like, I really wanted to help people grow their businesses faster, not make the same mistakes I made through the years trying to figure things out. And even though I had successful businesses, I can't even imagine where I would be if I would have known back then what I know now. So it was such a game changer for me that I knew this was my next calling, really. It was a calling from God. Like, this is your next thing. So that was how I got into it. And I started by just asking, I became a student of as much as I could learn about business and marketing and sales, and really just became a sponge to learn even more than I knew. And then I knew a lot of business owners from networking with my other businesses. And I just literally said, hey, I want to see if I can do this. I want to see if my skills are transferable to other people to be able to help them. And that's how it started. And that was, gosh, 14 something years ago that that I've been coaching. But I fell into what I'm doing now because I went down a lot of rabbit holes in space. And especially when I came online and I bought into some organizations and some different things. And a lot of the strategies and concepts and tactics that I was taught did not give me the business that I loved. And it didn't give my clients the results that I knew I could help them get. And I wasn't making the money that I wanted to make. So I took a step back and I said, what is wrong? I know how to grow businesses. What is wrong here? And I realized that I was bringing in the wrong clients. My fees were too low. And I could do much more with them than like a quick off offer. And that's what a lot of people are out there teaching, like a quick one-off offer. And I said, I'm not going to build my business that way. I'm going to have a transformational business where I am an A to Z coach with my clients. And I'm going to show them how to use their expertise and their brilliance and their skills and their knowledge and start bringing in premium clients and work at the high end of their business and industry. What I already knew to do, what I had done for years and years, and also what I had coached over 80 different industries in doing, but I wasn't doing it for myself. It's like, I literally had to sit down and think, what's wrong here? And that's when I said, oh my gosh, I'm not even doing the thing I've been teaching people all these years.
Right.
Even doing the thing that initially made me my first million, and I'm not doing all of those things, and I need to get back to the basics that I know to be true. And so that's where I came up with my Expert in You method that I use today.
I love it. I love it. Now, at the beginning of what you were saying, you were talking about a business coach. If a entrepreneur is just getting started, and do they need a business coach? When do you hire a business coach? How much should you spend on a business coach? How do you vet a business coach? All of that type of stuff.
Such a great question. First of all, if I would have had access and understood what a business coach was and what they could do for me way back when I first started, I absolutely would have found the money to invest because it would have, number one, money buys speed. I say it all the time. So you can take, I always say you can take the jet plane to your success or you can take the horse and buggy. Which way do you choose?
Right.
And so a business coach is the jet plane. As far as how do you know which one to hire? Look at their track record. Look at what they're talking about. Have they done it for themselves? One of the reasons I came up with Dr. T, my Expert in You method, is I was part of a coaching organization that had hundreds of coaches, and they were all struggling using their system and their lead generation. And that's when I took a step back and said, okay, what's not working here with their stuff? Like what's wrong here? And what I realized is that they were trying to fit people into a box, and they were trying to teach people to be business coaches that had never coached in their life or even owned a business. They had never even held a position that would have qualified them to be a business coach. Like they might have been a teacher, or they might have been somebody was a music teacher. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to put my business in your hands if you were a music teacher. Like, right. Where does that transfer? So it was through that I said, okay, I would ask these coaches, they started coming to me. This organization was like putting me on their calls, and they were saying, look what Ann's doing. And this is how she's doing it. So these coaches started coming to me, asking me, Ann, what are you doing? And I would say, well, what was your background? What was your expertise? What's your skill set? Where's your knowledge? And they would tell me, and it would be nothing related to what they were trying to sell.
Right.
Even had the confidence to deliver. And I said, why are you not building your business around that? A good example, someone was part of a coaching franchise, and he kept following me on social media and everything I was talking about. And he was struggling, and he hadn't made any money, and he had invested literally tens of thousands of dollars into this franchise. And I said to him, he said, I just can't get it going. And I said, what was your background? And he said, sales. I've won awards in sales, and I've done this. And even though he hadn't owned his own business in sales, he still had to make his own money in sales.
Right.
And I said, that's what you should be helping people with in their business. You should be helping them with sales. Figure out who that's going to be for. And when he did that, his business just exploded. And so over and over again, I was helping people do that. And that's
how
where it came from.
How much should, what's a price range for a good business coach? I know that varies.
It really varies. It depends on their expertise. It depends on their results. For example, if I can help someone get $100,000 clients, what is that going to be worth? I have a client that just closed a $413,000 sale. Well, I definitely didn't charge her enough.
Right?
She didn't pay me good money. I just want to say, but here's the thing. It really does come down to the value that you're providing to your clients. What is going to be the return on their investment? And it doesn't just have to be money. For example, if you are a marriage coach and you're working with high-level CEOs that are making, you know, $2 million a year, and they go through a divorce or they're going through a divorce and you can save that marriage, how much money are you going to save them? What and heartache and stress and all those things, what would that be worth? So understanding the value is not the value that you have. We're priceless, right?
Right.
We're priceless as in the eyes of God and as human beings. But it's about the value you provide to the market. And then who is that market?
Right.
And that's really what it boils down to. So what should someone pay? It depends on what you're wanting to accomplish. If you come to me and you say, I want to make $10,000, I probably can't charge you very much for that. But if you come to me and say, Ann, I want to hit $1 million. I want that $1 million business. Okay, that's worth something.
So when you're working, I have like 50 questions in my head that's going so fast. So, well, okay, let me skip that question. So let's say you're working with a client and they want to start doing high ticket offers. Let me ask you like this, Ann, should you start off with high ticket offers?
That's a great question. If you have knowledge, skills, expertise, confidence in what you can deliver, 100%. I call it career collateral. If you're coming to the table and you're going to work in that specific, now you may not know how to package that expertise or how to put the pieces together, but if you're coming with career collateral, or you know, you're coming from a CEO position or whatever, as long as you are working within your skill set, within your expertise, your knowledge, and you're not trying to learn something new to go and sell, 100%, you should be selling on the high side. Dr. T, I remember one day doing a presentation in a Facebook group with women, and I had a doctor reach out to me after she had a PhD, and she reached out to me and she said, "Where were you 3 years ago?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "I have gone broke. I've sold my home." And she had this just broke my heart story about going down sort of the rabbit holes that people teach. And I said, "Well, what's your background?" And she said, "Well, I have a PhD in technology." And I said, why were you not working in that? Why did you fall into sort of the thing that everybody's doing that didn't serve you?" And she could have gotten $100,000 or $250,000 client that would have changed everything for her.
Wow. So, wow.
Yes, you can, to answer.
So let's do this live. And if you're not comfortable with what I'm about to ask you, say we need to do this offline. I'm totally okay with that. So
I already know what you're going to ask.
Hey, I'll be your guinea pig. So I have leadership. I can do leadership. I've been an area superintendent, a principal, all this type of stuff. I am a certified executive coach. You know, I have 20 years of experience plus as a leader, trainer, coach, all that type of stuff. The question, can I do a high ticket offer? How much should I charge for a high ticket offer? And who am I teaching with this high ticket offer?
I love it. So first of all, this is just completely abstract from what you've told me. I don't know anything more than this, but right. I'm going to give some ideas or some suggestions.
Yes.
So first of all, when you are going high ticket, it's about the value that you're bringing to the market. So do you work with, you're an executive coach. One way that I help people really beef up what they are selling to get into that $125,000, $150,000 range is, okay, can you bolt on working with teams? Not just an executive coach, but are you working with teams too? And then a lot of times people are already doing this, but they're not even remotely charging what they could be because they don't have the right positioning. The message isn't right. They're not selling the outcome that they can provide. They're not selling the transformation. They're doing a transaction versus a transformation.
That's good.
And that's a big difference. And so you've got to learn how to create transformational offers where people will happily lay down the money because of the results that you can get them. So sometimes it's, okay, how can we add on? Or here would be another way that people could build a bigger offer. You go into work. Let's say you go into work with teams. Tell me who you work with, first of all.
CEOs, I like mid-sized businesses, I have a heart for smaller businesses, but I can work with all the way up to larger businesses. So mostly mid-sized.
Okay. So your market's going to have it's going to be a big factor. If you're working with a small business that's only making $500,000 a year, they're never going to pay you $100,000. Okay. And they don't even have the team. Like there's not going to be the value there them. And so you have to think about the market as well, because that will determine where you can get paid the big bucks.
Right.
But let's say you are working with a team already. You go in, you do a coaching program, a leadership coaching program, and you're working with one team. Well, the way to actually add more value to that offer would be, okay, I'm working with your executive team in this part of your organization, but who else in your organization could use the same thing?
Right.
And so now you're going sort of across, well, getting out of the silos, right? And you're adding on additional teams, or maybe you go a level down, let me help your management team. And so those are all ways to increase the value of your offers.
So so what I love about what you said, and I'm hoping my folks are listening, is that if you, like you said, mid-size, if my thing is leadership and I love working with mid-size businesses and they're up to $500,000, they don't have the team. So I'm already have the wrong avatar. I need to be looking at larger businesses because they're going to have the money, the team, need the help, all of that type of stuff. So right. That's how you help me to restructure, person like me to restructure what that is. So if I was able to do that, and let's say I'm saying, okay, you're right, I got the wrong avatar. I'm going to restructure this. We'll work together. How do I find them? Because I think that a lot of people are saying, you know, they're like, it's always what I think it was Russell Brunson that said, it's just a traffic problem, right? Because it's a numbers game, right?
Yes.
That's all that it is. So how does one that wants to start in high tech, how do you even find these people?
First of all, LinkedIn is a gold mine. I teach almost all of my clients how to leverage LinkedIn and use it. And then you want to put the right strategy in place for these people, but you can reach almost all of them. Their access to them through LinkedIn, through speaking. That's another big way. A podcast is a great way. I actually teach my clients how to get clients on from their podcast.
Wow.
And also how to get clients by guesting on podcasts. So that strategy alone can get right to them and often build that fast relationship. And then you can turn that into a sale. So those are just a couple of the strategies. The one thing that will not work with these if you're looking for those 100K plus clients, funnels, they will not go through a traditional buy my book and then we're going to send you up. I teach a top-down approach. You're going to start high. You're going to go after those people. I can show you how to go after and get those people. And then you can downsell if they can't afford the big thing. So you've got different levels to your business, but you're selling yourself one way. You have to be able to stand out. You have to look different. You have to be able to get their attention. This is all your market positioning. There's more to it than just, I want to raise my prices and I want to get a bigger sale.
You absolutely
have to be different. You can't be a leadership coach. You have to have offers that are more powerful and robust than that, that get those and the right messages that get those people to say, oh my gosh, I need to talk to you. And so that whole marketing system is a piece of what I do. So I help my people when I work with them, I help them create these high-end offers, how to get them dialed in so that people will want their transformational offer. What is the result, the outcome, the transformation you can help clients get? Then we put the marketing piece in place. I will tell you, there's lots and lots of ways to reach them. But if you don't have the foundation in place, the right message, the right marketing, you won't get to them. You won't get their attention. And then you have to have the sales process that will easily get them to say yes or bring them in. And then from there, you can continue to, you know, grow and scale your business.
How long would you say when you start working with your clients, that it takes them to be able to start turning a profit?
It really depends. I've had people go out now, they had things in place already.
Right.
And so it was a matter of me looking deep into their business saying, okay, this isn't your opportunity. This is. Let's go after this. I've had people go out and in 3 days, I think of one of my clients in 3 days went out and made $45,000. And wow. She had only been making a few hundred a month from clients. You know, within about 60 days, she closed her first $60,000 client. That was so foreign for her. I've had people in a week go out and get a $50,000 client. It just varies and it depends. And also it depends on who I'm working with and how quickly they take action. But if they have things already in place and they have a network and we're not starting from like nothing, it can be a lot faster. But it just, a lot of times I say 7 to 60 days, you could be bringing in your first high paying client.
You know, and I love what you're talking about because I do it different, right? With the client. So if I'm talking to people who are just starting, I am doing a more of a funnel approach based on people who are starting from zero. Cause I have a program called 0 to 1. When you have nothing, no email, no network, no nothing, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lower end thing. There's a way to do that. And you flip the whole thing. And I love that because I have been, and with some people that teach high ticket, but they don't talk about it the way you do. And that's what I'm saying that to say, it is so important that you have the right coach, because the right coach can, it's about, does it resonate with you, right? Does their process resonate with you? Does their expertise resonate with you? And I absolutely love that. So tell me who you don't like to work with. So if someone comes, they're excited because they see the dollar signs, like, "Ann, I want to work with you. And, you know, and can you help me make $1 million this year?" What are some of the things for you, for a person to come that you're like, this is just not a good fit?
Typically, if they really don't have any skill sets or they're trying to learn, I'll get sometimes people that will reach out to me or they'll comment on a live stream or something that I do. And they'll say, "I'm just finishing my certification." Okay, those are not my people. You have nothing going. You have to go learn your skill, your craft, whatever it is you're going to do. I love to take people that already have their expertise, their skill set, their knowledge. A lot of times they have so much more value they could be bringing to the market, but they're not. They maybe have fallen into the funnels. They've fallen into just selling one thing. I call it one trick, being a one trick pony. I'll just tell you this quick story. My client that closed the $413,000 sale, she is a social media agency owner, and she was making a few thousand dollars selling a client selling social media content and that type of thing. But she's brilliant in knowing literally how to dissect marketing and be a CMO. And she's great at copy and she's great at all these other areas, but her clients never knew that. They never knew that until she approached them. The reason we started working together is she said, I want to get out of the everything done for you. And I want to get into advising my clients because I can get what we're doing work so much better in their business and get them better results if I can help them in these other areas. And I said, "Why aren't you doing that?" She goes, "I didn't know how to put it together." So we put together this consulting offer. She went in to talk to this client. They said yes immediately. And when she got in there and started working with them, they were just blown away at everything she knew and everything she was capable of doing. And that's what I see a lot. People have a lot more value, but they they're not even selling it. They're not even positioning themselves for all of that value. And that's where you get the big dollars. It's not being the one trick pony.
Right.
Can you build a $1 million business doing one thing? Yes. But is there more opportunity for you doing something bigger, leveraging all of your expertise and your skill set? 100%. That's where the $1 million clients can come from. The half a million dollar clients can come from.
I really love how you talk about doing what you do, you have a skill set for, right? Don't try to do something that you're not skilled at, you're not trained at, you don't have an expertise at, you fell into something that because someone said, write books and you've never written a book before. And now you're trying to make $1 million writing a book. I've seen it. You know, do this. And it's like, that's not who you are within who you are.
Right.
And so I really, really, really appreciate it. Oh my God. And I have so many more questions, but I know our time is running short.
I just want to say that it's the faster path. It's not like you can't do that other thing.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
It's the faster path to success. And look, I'm consistently learning and growing and adding new things to my business. And I am always consistently working to get my clients faster and better results. Always. That will never change. I want to keep dialing in my process. And so you can continue to add to your toolbox, but don't start out with a toolbox with no tools.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I love it. How would a person that wants to work with you work with you? How do they contact you?
Yes. So you can, if you want to just book a call, if you like what I'm talking about, you're ready to invest, you know this is the right thing for you, you've got finances to invest because it is going to be an investment. You can go to acarden.com and book a strategy call with me. Or you can go to my website and you can find me there and book a call there as well.
Okay.
So that would be one way. And go ahead.
Her website, for those of you who are watching us, you see it on the screen. But for those of you who are listening to the podcast, it is Ann L. Carden, C-A-R-D-E-N.com. It's also in the description because I want people to be able to go to her site. Look, I went over there and I told you I got into everything. So that's one way. What else you have for us, Ann?
Yes. And then I have a free training. If you want to build a half a million dollar business and you're a B2B service provider, that could be a coach, a consultant, an expert of some kind, and you want to build that half a million dollar to $1 million business in the next 6 to 12 months, you can get a free training where I literally walk you through kind of the process that I use. And that is at expertinyou.biz.
I love that. We have that on the screen, expertinyou.biz. You guys, you're the truth, Ann, and I absolutely love it. What's in the future for you? What's in the future for you?
Oh my gosh, I have so much going on. I'm building out my Expert in You agency side of my business. I have a brand new magazine that's coming up here in probably the next few weeks called Expert in You. And it is to spotlight my expert clients that I work with, to give them a media platform. And so that's going on. I'm building out I have another mastermind group that wants to get to $1 million with high-end packages and offers. That's another thing that I'm consistently building out. And I have so much going on in my business. It's just been I'm having so much fun.
I love it. You know what? Because not everybody has fun in their businesses, because if they're not making money, it's really no fun. So, Ann, it has been a pleasure to have you on today. I want to give you the last word before I offer a prayer up. So what if you had one last thing you want to say to the audience, what would you say?
Oh my goodness. I would have to say, use your expertise to build your business and always be raising your bar. Stop thinking small, have a bigger vision. I know that's more than a few words, but people play too small. And when you have been called to entrepreneurship, when I believe God's called you to entrepreneurship, He has called you to much bigger things. And I think
that's
enough people don't leverage that.
That's so good. That is so good. So you guys, I'm going to end in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you, first of all, for who you are. I thank you for my new friend, Ann, and the work that she's doing that I know is glorifying you. Father, continue to bless her business, expand her territory. Father, even through being on this podcast, I'm asking you, Father, to bless the people who are listening, help them to understand how they need to leverage their expertise and to not think small, no one trick ponies, because the more that we can do, the more people we can impact, the more your kingdom is honored. And I thank you for all that you're doing for us in this day. In his name, I pray. Amen. And I want Amen. To thank you again for being on our podcast. And we hopefully will have you back on really, really soon. We hopefully will have you back on.
I would love to. This was so much fun. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
Absolutely. So you guys, we will see you in the next episode. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.